Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 John chapter 3, verse 21 and 22. 1 John chapter 3, verse 21 and 22. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank You. I just pray that You'll speak to us this morning as we come together to pray and read Your Word together and worship You, God. I just pray for Your presence to come. Holy Spirit, and be with us. We thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Cool. So, actually, I spent the night at church last night because we have youth group camp tomorrow, and I've had so much to prep for the messages and stuff, so I'm really tired. But praise the Lord that we can come and pray and be in His presence this morning. This passage, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. You know, I just wanted to share two quick testimonies of how I've prayed for something and God just moved. But they weren't big prayers, but I mean, I'll just tell you. So we're in the States. It's me and Kenny and Will, Marsha, and we have another guy. His name's Kevin, and he used to come to SP. He's from Seattle, but he met us while we were in Kansas City for IHOP, and we spent some time in LA together afterwards. So the five of us, we've driven out to Santa Monica, and we are just chilling. And we get out of the car, we park the car, and Kevin and Marsha want to go to Coffee Beans, and they want to get a coffee. So they go, and Kenny and Will, apparently they told us, we didn't know, they went to go to the bathroom. So Kevin and Marsha are in the Coffee Bean. I'm just hanging out in the streets, just checking out, you know, what's going on and stuff, and Kenny and Will in the bathroom, but I have no idea where they are. Kenny and Marsha come out, and we're like, hey, where's Kenny and Will? So we're like, I don't know. They'll probably just find us. We're in the middle like of this busy like shopping street, right? Third Street Promenade in Santa Monica. So so we just start walking around, and you know, I have to shop for Matt and myself. So we go to Express, and we go to Gap, and all these other stores. We're walking around, And Kenny and Will never find us, right? And an hour passes by, and we need to, because the parking, we only paid for an hour. So we're like, oh, what are we going to do? Should we stay here, or do we want to go to the beach? But we're like, well, if they don't find us, you know, then, you know, they'll be lost for another hour. So we don't know what to do. We go back to the car. We're like, well, we need to stay here anyway until we find them. So we fill the parking meter for about an hour more, and we want to go to the beach because we've done our shopping, but we want to make sure that they find us somehow. And Marsha said, yeah, if they are smart, they will find us at the car because they know that we paid for an hour, but I don't think they knew. So we're kind of walking, and I'm like, in a joking, kind of serious, I said, Lord Jesus, help us find Kenny and Will. Just like that, very simple. You know, like, not wholehearted, but I'm like, Lord Jesus, help us find them. And even before we said this prayer, we'd been looking for them, right? We spent a few, you know, minutes just trying to find them, go around. Nothing happened, so I prayed that prayer, and then maybe like 2 minutes later, like, we turned the corner, and we're just about to be like, okay, you know what, forget it, we're just going to go to the beach if we don't find them now. And right there and then, we see Kenny and Will walking towards us, and we're like, hey, and they're all pissed off. They're like, hey, man, where'd you go? We were going to the bathroom. But I just, you know, and then I was like, yeah, you know, right after we prayed, because even before we prayed, we're looking for them, can't find them. And then right after, like, we say, Lord Jesus, help us find them. Bam, God leads us to them, or they come to us, really. And then we're able to go to the beach and have a good time together. There's another testimony. So for this camp that I've been preparing for, this youth group camp, there's a story that I've been looking for that I wanted to share with the group. You might know the story. Let's see if you remember the story. The story goes, like, it's these young guys, and they walk into this church, and they're very irreverent. You know, they say some nasty things to the priests, and just not very respectful. And the priest basically tells them, hey, I want you to go. This is the way I remember the story. I want you to go outside of this church, walk down the steps, and like a few steps, and turn around and see what you find there. And basically, that's all I remembered. and then if they were to, like, and then the story goes, like, he turns around and he sees what he finds there, and then he kneels down and he repents and he's in tears. So I'm asking Pastor Sam, I'm asking PSAM Kim, and I ask Kenny. PSAM Song and PSAM Kim have no idea what I'm talking about. Kenny is like, oh, yeah, yeah, I kind of remember that story, but we're forgetting some elements. And then he was like, I think they say something. So I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe they say something. I have no idea. You guys probably have no clue. But I think I heard it at church anyway. So I'm searching for this story for a whole day, and I can't find it. And the next day, the next day is when I tell Kenny about it, and Kenny's like, yeah, maybe. I was like, yeah, help me find it on Google. But he didn't, I don't know if he even searched for it. But, I searched a little more, and I remember a little more of the story, but I can't get anywhere on Google looking for this story. So, you know, I said, Jesus, you know, I prayed. You know, I made a conscious effort to, like, say, Lord, I need to know this story. I feel like this will be a good story to tell the youth group students. Would you help me find them? Give me the right keywords to type into my Google search bar. So I pray that prayer. Right after I pray the prayer, I listen. I try to listen, and I feel like God's giving me some words to write. So I just type them in and search, and bam, I find the story on that the very next search that I do. And again, like, I've been searching for it for a day and a half, nothing. And I pray this simple prayer and say, Lord, help me. And God leads me to it. And today's verse, it says, verse 22, whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. Obviously, the testimonies that I've given you are very light examples. And you might think, oh, it's just a coincidence. But I mean, you know, to be honest, there are countless times I feel like where I just pray a simple prayer, like I'm looking for something, I can't find it. I'm looking, and I say, Lord Jesus, please help me find it, and bam, I find it, you know. And many, many times, one time we're having youth group gathering at my home, and for some reason the speakers don't work for my TV system. So we don't know what's going on, kids are doing something, I'm like, Lord Jesus, help us, fix this thing. And bam, he fixes it. Like, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden the sound system works again. So, just an encouragement to us to pray. You know, prayer, I mean, God does, you know, he answers prayer. When we were at the International House of Prayer, this guy Lou Engel was giving us a testimony, or just kind of some statistics about the American school system. And I mean, I forget all the details, but at a specific point in time, the government and the schools banned public prayer in the schools. You know, they took out the saying of the Lord's Prayer and public prayer at school. And not Lou Engel, but another guy did a full study on this, and Lou Engel was quoting him. But according to the study, there is a direct correlation between like when the prayer stopped, and when the decline, like the school system, the academic score, the SAT scores in the American schools, all the students, it dropped drastically, like the violence level in schools, and even I think family, just breakdown of family in America, when public prayer in schools stopped, it started declining, and even the prayers at schools, it wasn't like everyone was sincere in their prayers. They were just kind of saying, going through the motions and praying this prayer. But there was power in the things that they prayed. And when they acknowledged God and they just recited the Lord's Prayer, there was power in the prayer that they prayed. And God moved on behalf of them. And I think there is much more power to our prayers than we maybe perceive or we believe in. Even simple prayers that we pray. So, yeah, an encouragement to you guys just to pray and for me, it's always so cool to, even for these simple prayers, I pray and God answers and I'm like, wow, God, you are real. You're moving in my life. You're here. Such an encouragement. But this verse is specifically, it says, Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And in the second part of verse 22, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. You know, that's it's almost a requirement for us to really pray and really get our prayers heard from God, is that we have confidence before God because our heart doesn't condemn us. And part of that, you know, is doing things that are pleasing in his sight, obeying, obedience. But also another part is, if your heart condemns you right now, we need to go back to our verse in Romans, right? Therefore, there is now no condemnation in Christ Jesus and remember that, you know, even if there is stuff in your life that you're not proud of and the enemy puts condemnation in your life, you know, you say, God, you know what? There is no condemnation because I stand under the finished work of Jesus Christ. So, you know, you just confess your sins. You know, the GIC verse, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just, forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. As soon as you feel condemnation or guilt coming in your life, you say, you know what? Whatever it is, confess it and say, God, I confess it. I did this and that, and I'm sorry, God, and would you forgive me? And know from right that moment, you know, you're forgiven, completely forgiven, and you are clean and righteous as if you had never sinned in your whole life before. And stand before God with confidence and pray that prayer and believe that God's going to answer you. And so that's an encouragement for us to pray and confess our sins, make sure we have confidence as we stand before God. Today we have a special prayer request. Kenny, he just talked to his mom yesterday, and he found out that his mom actually has thyroid cancer. I don't know if there's any more details to it, but apparently that's the most treatable cancer there is. But I'm sure it's very difficult on Kenny and on his mom and his dad. So if we can spend some time, let's just spend some time right now, actually. Let's just lift up Kenny's family and ask the Lord to bless his family and really bring healing. I mean, the two examples I shared were kind of simple, you know, silly ones, but, you know, this is a much graver thing. But God answers and he moves in answer to our prayers, right? So let's just pray for this family.
God. Pray to you. You are our Savior, God. You are the very present help in our time of need. And our God is mighty to save. I just want to lift up our brother Ken to you and his family. We just stand in the gap for his mom. Lord, we just cry out to you. We ask you, Lord, that you would come and hear our prayers, God, and move in behalf of her. And the family, God, I pray that you will bring healing to her body, God, as she, you know, through the doctors and through your miraculous power and through all that she does, all the treatments, God, I pray, Father God, that you will bring healing to this family and to her body especially, God. And I pray, Lord, that you watch over just the family. I pray, God, that you will be their strength, God, and their comfort and their... just their help. I pray for your presence to come into their lives. God, I pray especially for the parents, God, that in the midst of this difficulty, that they'll be able to trust you and find the God that moves in behalf of them, the God that is mighty to save, you know, the God that is great and glorious and good. I pray, Lord, that they'll be able to see more of you, God, that you will redeem this situation, God, Lord, what the enemy meant for evil, God, that you will turn it into good, Lord. I just pray, God, you know, we stand in the gap and we just lift the family up to you and we ask you to come and move and give us the faith to pray, God. You know, your word says, you know, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before you. Whatever we ask, we receive from you, God. I pray. You know, we're asking, God, for your hand of healing and your hand of mercy upon this family. So we ask you to come and heal them. We also want to lift up our church, just all the meetings that we're going to have this weekend, God. We pray for the IP team traveling. We pray for Pastor Sam Kim as he will be preaching to us this Sunday, God. We lift up the camp, the youth group camp. We ask you to move in a mighty way. We ask you to be with the Sunday school as well, God. Come speak to them and really love these little ones, God. We thank you, Lord. Be with us as we pray today and as we go about our day, God. We ask you for just your presence with us. Protect us and bring us closer to you today. Pray a blessing over Aaron's wedding as well in Bali, God. For all the SP people that are there, protection and blessing and real time of celebration and thanking you, worshiping you. We love you. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Please stay and pray on your own and have a great day.